Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, I reckon so. It's also the 23rd day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *69 mute if you want to come up on there and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, so kind of cooling down. Probably the last grasps of, it's going to fall to winter, I guess we could just say that. See what we're going to start off with here today. Migrant declares that Trump is Antichrist as caravan swells to 14,000 people. This is from Zero Hedge, and we'll get into it when we get back. Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, man. I mean, you talk about a production, you talk about, I'm telling you, brother, WFW wrestling, just phony frickin' bullshit. Migrant declares that Trump is Antichrist. Yeah, he's your Christ, all right. As a caravan swells to 14,000 people, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With midterm elections just 2 weeks away, but they're all acting like they're doing this to get Trump. I mean, well, I guess that's the Jew way, you know, speak backwards. Yeah, goddamn right. It is just 2 weeks away. Boy, what a coincidence, huh? With midterm elections just 2 weeks away, it is the massive caravan of migrants currently headed toward the United States border that is garnering most of the top headlines, with their arrival on the U.S. border seemingly well-timed to coincide with Americans going to the polls. And we got past the attack from the copyright attack and, you know, they've got everything lined up. And then, you know, yesterday, you know, we found not only is our Facebook page removed, but we're just checking and you go to other Facebook pages that are removed and, you know, you can like, things that have been shared, you know, ours, everything that has been shared has been removed down to zero. Everything that has been shared from the trenches has been moved down to zero. There was ones on there that like that. You know, it's 6,000-7,000 hits and it's no, they're all, everything's zero. And if you have from the trenches in anything, you cannot put it on Facebook. Hey man, I'll tell you what, We don't matter, though. I mean, we've never mattered, and, I guess we're not really a threat. President Trump had been hoping that this caravan would be stopped at Mexico's southern border. Oh, yeah, I know he was. But that did not happen, and now it appears that we could be looking at a major international incident along the U.S. border with Mexico not many days from now. As you will see below, it is being reported that the population of the, quote, caravan has grown to 14,000, and many of them are extremely angry with Donald Trump. Well, I guess if somebody paid me, I could be angry with anybody they tell me to, too. This is orchestrated. Please, people. The Mexicans had closed their border with Guatemala. Now, see, that's one thing, you know, Trump is saying. They get down here, I'll close the border. Well, we watched how they closed the border down at Guatemala. And, man, I'll tell you, the Mexicans don't fuck around. You touch one of them federales, they'll gun you down the goddamn street. They are they're mafia right out in the open. Communist mafia. But, man, we've seen that. Oh, shit, no, don't. Just overwhelmed. The Mexicans had closed their border with Guatemala as the caravan approached, but migrants started using boats to cross into Mexico, and the Mexican police failed to stop them. Man, wow. Good try, guys. Now the caravan is steamrolling north, and one Mexican newspaper is reporting that the number of people involved has grown to 14,000. Mexican police who failed to stop them at that country's border with Guatemala if you could just take Mexico, just the one little border thing, you get the whole goddamn country, huh? Because, I mean, that's where the fight stops. What a crock of shit. Mexican police who failed to stop them at the country's border with Guatemala now serve as escorts for the caravan as it barrels north, its members clear they have no intention of staying in Mexico and have eyes only for the United States. Oh, man, rerun? Am I having deja vu here? Deja vu all over again? More lies. New estimates cited by El Universal, a Mexican newspaper, say the caravan now has 14,000 people, many of them already in Mexico while others still wait. If that number is accurate, that means that the number of migrants has doubled and will likely grow even more as the caravan travels northward toward through Mexico. President Trump is pledging that the caravan will not be given the opportunity to enter the United States. And Cornkey was talking about this last night and this morning. And you know, this is just like Europe. I mean, they're in the columns just like Europe. We watched this fucking shit happen. They're going to stop them at this, or no, they're just going right through because their destination is in your country. You're just letting them pass right on through, despite the treaty agreements. I think all the gloves are off for now, people. I think we have an invading army headed towards our border. President Trump is pledging that this caravan will not be given the opportunity to enter the United States. One of his primary concerns is that there could be gang members and Middle Eastern terrorists embedded among the migrants. What the fuck does it matter when an invading army's coming to you? Well, you know, you got a British column coming at you here, and there's some Prussian mercenaries, and come on, people. I mean, what a frickin' game. Terrorists is abetted among the migrants. They're all goddamn terrorists. They're an invading army. President Donald Trump dared a TV reporter on Monday to go with his camp. What the hell difference does this make? So if you can sort them out, the rest of them can come on in, Donnie? Is that what you're trying to say? If you can sort out the bad dudes, isn't that what Obama did for 8 years? Just sort out the bad dudes and just let the rest of them pour in here and take our fucking country. You have no authority to give our country away. Now, this goddamn United States corporation has zero authority to give anything that belongs to an American national away. And it's about time the goddamn people woke up to it. President Donald Trump dared a TV reporter on Monday to go with his camera crew from the White House to southern Mexico, promising that they would find drug cartel gangsters and out-of-place Middle Easterners embedded in a massive column of migrants who aim to cross into the United States. Well, of course they do. Another thing, you know, we've been Corky talked about that 150 miles they've come in from the border. And it makes sense. This makes sense to me. Yeah, they're clearing that a buffer zone. And if they're going to put United Nations troops there to keep the peace, make sure that those poor migrants that are coming to our country are not armed, and to make sure that if the American people come to stop them, that, hey, man, you'll turn those fucking guns on you, and there'll be blue helmets to shoot at people. I'm looking kind of forward to that, actually. I have reports that they've got a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, Trump told journalists on the south lawn of the White House as he left for a Texas campaign rally. And you know, if you're really a president, and you were allowed, and Mexico was allowing a growing army, actually, the Mexicans are joining in with this army that is coming towards our border to invade us. Wouldn't you just go on ahead and send your troops on across their border and meet them farther away from the people you're supposed to be protecting? I mean, this is an invasion, isn't it? I mean, man, we played the lady that couldn't speak clear English yesterday, and this is an invasion. This is a war. Man, no shit. He insisted during one exchange that a mid-morning tweet about criminals and unknown Middle Easterners, because that's all we're concerned about. I mean, if there's, 200 of these Middle Easterners stuff, just sort them out, and the rest, they're going to come on across. He ain't going to stop them because he wants them here. It's all part of the plan, don't you know? But, all those Republicans. I mean, I told Corky last night on his broadcast, that this is to bring the goddamn traitors out to vote. So you can go vote your straw man corporation, that the corporation you're going to keep with Trump. We ain't got no, we let somebody else in. It was just like that. The heavy threat of Hillary Clinton. Oh, my God, what's she going to do? God damn it, people. What they're going to do to us, they're going to do. It don't matter who in the hell's sitting out there. It's just whether you're going to keep playing the game or you're going to say, no fucking more, not me. I'm not playing this fucking game. I'll fight your ass. I'll fight your ass right now. It's not going to happen. That's what you say when you unregister to vote. You remove that straw man corporate vote from their straw, because that's what they're doing. And they cannot say they have the consent of the American people. They have the consent of a ton of straw man corporations, for goddamn sure. But that's the only people voting in this goddamn, or not any people, the only entities voting in this country. He insisted during one exchange that a mid-morning tweet, criminals and unknown Middle Easterners, would be proven true. So what? What the hell does that got to do with this invading army coming at me? Oh, there's a few Prussians in with German mercenaries in with the goddamn British that are coming at us in goddamn columns? That they're really there if reporters would only look in the right places. See, this is a game. It's all a production. And Trump is fucking, he's not the one driving it. He's just one of their boys. He's a puppet. I mean, he's got Jared Kushner's hand up his ass. Hell, his whole head. When we looked in there, he's got two tongues. That's why. One of them Kushner's. On a Twitter, President Trump has pledged to use the U.S. military to close the border. Like the Mexicans close their border? Is that how you're going to close their down there, Donnie? Yeah, if you bring the military down there, it'd be to get their asses across that border quicker, I think, to close the border if that is what it takes. In addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their populations. Oh, they have all kinds of control over their populations. Man, down in Mexico, you think them fucking federales do not control the population down there? Get real. This is being facilitated by our enemies, our communist enemies to the south. I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. They're accompanying them. They're providing them with water and food. This is how you move an army. And if unable to do so, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border, just like the Mexicans closed their southern border. Whoop, whoop, but they just, goddamn, I don't know. to tell you, goddamn, there's a judge in San Francisco, a goddamn admiralty judge, that can't exist with zero authority over anything that belongs to an American national. Now, you can't do that because they put, you know, they burned the children at Waco. Think about that. And any time, you know, like if they attacked some people, you know, they attacked someone's home and they got their children, they were using them children as human shields. Well, we're going to talk about human shields. And we're going to, oh, man, it don't, and I don't, when we start talking about human shields, I want everybody to remember, you know, Corky kind of adverted to this too, but he didn't go as far. You know, it's just, it, you know, you're training to kill American people. They had silhouettes. Remember the silhouettes, people? Of the pregnant woman, the don't hesitate silhouettes of the little children, of the grandmas and grandpas. Children. This is the Israelis training the the corporate army, the corporate thugs for the United States corporation to shoot without hesitation a pregnant woman, her big belly sticking up, boom, try to get her in the belly, you get two for one. Man, that's Israeli style now, isn't it? Oh, where are we here? Needless to say, many of the migrants in the caravan are extremely angry with President Trump. One was that was interviewed by CNN even called him the Antichrist. This phony shit. This is like Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, you know. I'll get you, brother. This is a fucking act to get you to go, only chance of God, because I'm a fucking coward. I don't have a spine. I can't fight. I know I'm shitting myself right now. I'm just going to run down. I'm going to sign my straw man. I'm going to sign for my straw man the Republicans in there that don't want him, like Paul Ryan, who has, you know, pushed for the fuckers to come in and amnesty everything. I said, we can get the Republicans will stop him, and then I can go on being a coward and shitting all over myself. I can clean myself up and pretend that I'm an American again. A Central American migrant in the 7,000 strong army headed for the United States told CNN over the weekend that Donald Trump is the Antichrist and he's going to hell. If there's a hell, I suppose. Donald Trump is the Antichrist, the angry migrant shouted at CNN's Bill. Where this fucker, some fucker from some other country, you know. You won't let us come in and have free Walmart, you son of a bitch. You're the Antichrist. Only the Antichrist would stop the free Walmart. See, Kyle. The angry migrant shouted at CNN's Bill Weir in Spanish at the border between Mexico and Guatemala. If he doesn't repent, he's going to hell. It's like, you know, my kids would watch that wrestling stuff when they were little guys. You know, children. That's what it's for, children. You know, and then they had the action figures. This is for children. And if he's going to repent, he's going to, I'm telling you, brother. This is what a sorry ass act. But you know, I wonder just how many goddamn assholes are going to go out there and, well, we got to vote for the pub can stop this. They're going to come right over and they're going to invade us. Goddamn, I know I can't fight them. We can't fight them. We're just the people. You got to have army thing, you know, to fight. Well, good thing that our true founders didn't have such an attitude. Of course, Donald Trump is the Antichrist. He is not the Messiah. He is not the anti-Messiah either. I mean, this says, of course, Donald Trump is not the Antichrist. Who is this from? Of course. Because this article is designed to get you out there and see if you can acquiesce to your straw man corporation to a little more invasion before you have. I mean, more of them gets here. I tell you what, you cowardly bastards. The more of them that gets here, the quicker they're going to kill your ass. How about that? Because you're too cowardly to stop them yourself. And Donnie ain't going to stop them no more than he stopped them last time. Ultimately, Donald Trump is just a man that is trying to do the best he can in a very difficult position. I can't fucking believe they would do that. And we should support him. When he does things right, that means you need to get out and vote, you dumbasses. I mean, vote. Please go vote. I mean, if we don't get at least four or five corporations voting here, we could be in big fucking trouble. The people might actually see what's going on. And we should be able to criticize him when he takes steps in the wrong direction. Dr. Michael Brown, the author of a brand new book about Donald Trump, made this point very well in his most recent article. We can support President Trump, as I do, without worshiping at his altar. Now, you support this international communist, that makes you an international communist. That makes you a fucking traitor. That makes you eligible for the rope. What was this prick's name? Dr. Michael Brown. He's in violation of our Bill of Rights. He's a corporate entity. He's an invader. He has attacked our Bill of Rights since pretending to become the President of these United States on several occasions. Anybody that supports this son of a bitch is a traitor to the people and to the Republic, period. As I do, without worshiping him at the altar. And we can differ with him without damning him. Oh, really? I can differ with him about signing illegal infringement legislation against my second article. I can disagree with him about thinking that he has the authority to ban bump stocks and infringe upon my second article. I can do that? Really? Gee, that's nice of you, massa. But I ain't your fucking boy. You're going to find out that a lot of people out here aren't your fucking boys. For now, Mexican police have merely stepped aside as the caravan has passed. See, this is the big stand. They closed their border, too. They closed their border with Guatemala. That's what it said at the beginning of the article. Remember, they closed their border. Aside, as the caravan passed, watching first as migrants took rafts across the river that separates the country from Guatemala, and then as they continued by foot along the main highway, chanting. And you know, this is funny because yesterday we had this same statement in here, and it's like C-S-I-S-E-S-E-S-E-Pudo. And yesterday it meant we could. That's what the definition was. Today, it says, or, yes, we did. Whatever. I can't argue that when I don't know the Spanish words. The response appears to have been conveyed to the White House, and now, once again, Mexico's most important bilateral relationship appears to be on shaky ground. Good thing you got him to pay for that wall while you're over there sucking ass with those communists, huh, Trumpy? And these freedom-seeking migrants don't seem too excited about the American dream. As AP reports, two people burned a U.S. flag with a swastika painted on it in front of the U.S. Embassy in, God almighty, Honduras. So now it appears that President Trump will be facing a full-blown border crisis just in time for the midterm elections. And man, when he brings that goddamn... When he brings that military, when he militarizes that 150 miles inside the United States border, you know, there's never been, I mean, the posse comitatus is, you know, the goddamn military cannot act as police, but they're going to be acting as police. And once we get them in, hey, you know, NATO troops, why not? Okay, a UN zone, 150-mile buffer between the United States and Mexico and UN territory. How do you like that, guys? The blue helmets would be right down there for you. You going to have the balls to go put holes in them? Could it be possible that someone on the left is responsible for facilitating this crisis? There is no left. There is no right. There is no Republicans. There is no Democrats. I mean, God damn it, people. That left. What? This is America. I mean, this is what he... they're desperate to get people to come out and be stupid again. They are so desperate to get people to vote. This is how fucking desperate they are. That Trump didn't order this up. Really? I mean, everything you read everywhere, this is going to drive the people to the polls to stop them goddamn Mexican Trump. That's why you got to vote for Republicans, because Republicans, don't look at the party ticket. Don't look where they're actually fucking pushing for the legislation to give them your country, like they have the authority. Don't look at that. That's the only way we can stop this invasion is to vote. You got to go vote Republican.
It worked the first time, got him in office.
It sure as hell did, didn't it? But then again, we've had this caravan thing played on us once already. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Charlie. man, it sometimes makes my head hurt. It makes me wonder if I'm really from this fucking planet. Like, I look around and I go, how in the fucking people, I mean, be that idiotic? But then you have to look at the fact that this is the corporate United States corporation. And all the businesses, that's why this whole thing with the goddamn ranchers and the farmers, the loggers, you know, we are always talking about them, you know, that's in their industries. These people, the Cattlemen's Association has its own police force. I mean, all these people, they've been, like we said, this was just a hostile corporate takeover when Obama got in, and this is the hostile takeover back from the other side of the same son of a bitches, international communists, every one of them. Could it be possible that someone from the left is responsible for facilitating this? I don't know. I don't think there is no left. I don't think there is no right. I don't think there are no conservatives or liberals. I think that there's just no law. That's what the problem is that there's no law. The law isn't being enforced. The law of the people isn't being enforced. These son of a bitches think that they can hand our country over to fucking third worlders. They're taking from you and I, without due process of law, that goddamn Bill of Rights was ratified. It's ratified law. Did you get your court hearing before they started taking your shit and handing it over to these third worlders? Go ahead.
They're not thinking it. They're doing it.
By God, yeah, that's right, brother. That's the bottom frickin' line right there. They're not talking about it. They're frickin' doing it. And,
people are going to do nothing about it either.
Well, I think people are going to be forced to do something about it. Let's say, you know, we talk about losing 2 million of our people. We got enough people and enough guns. I mean, they're going to finally, it'll dawn on them. This is a huge country, man. I mean, God, hundreds of thousands of square miles. But finally, it's going to dawn on them that, you know what? They came here to kill you, you dumbass. You can either just go over there and kneel down in the ditch and make it real easy for them and let them pop you in the head, or you can frickin' fight. You got the largest army on planet Earth. I mean, goddamn, we could sweep down across this goddamn country and clear down to the goddamn tip of the South America and drive every fucking one of them into the sea. Easily. But this is a game. And they're counting on the cowards. But the bottom line is, all the people aren't cowards. We go down there right now. I mean, we're facing our own border patrol will be pointing guns at us. Our own army, military is going to be pointing guns at us. But I mean, at some point in the ball game, you know, just like when you're watching this snake of people, these columns, it's just like it was over in Europe now. And when you're seeing them coming, when they come to your town, either you're going to let them come on through or you ain't. It's too big of an invasion. I mean, they'd have to use, but they're probably, I'll tell you how much military is going to be deployed down there. Enough to guard them as they come in to keep you from stopping it. So you better get your mind straight and you better decide whether you're going to allow this shit or not. In life, most things don't happen by accident. Jesus Christ. And the timing of this caravan does not appear to be an accident either. Well, it sure as hell ain't. Anyways, guys, worth bombing the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch more.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. You better have at least that, and a ton of ammo, because it's coming, boys. We're going to separate the fucking men from the fucking cowards is what's about to happen here. Fox News, about 80% of migrant caravan are men under the age of 35. This is from Information Liberation, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Fox News reported Monday that the migrant caravan headed to the United States from Guatemala and Honduras is composed of about 80% men under the age of 35. We've been told that about 1,000 people have applied for asylum here in Mexico, Fox News reporter William La Genese said, but about 80% of the people here are men under the age of 35. They're going to have to try to cross illegally, which, of course, is why the president says he might call up the military. La Janice reported, mostly men now crossing the Guatemalan border. Rehearsed answer. This is not politics. This is about poverty. There were women and children, but they were at the front of the caravan. So you got, let's finish the story. Okay, here we go. Where are we at? The front of the caravan. They were at the front of the caravan, smaller numbers. None would say who the organizers are, but several said it was organized. No shit. Please. Current estimates are around 10,000. However, the South American group is expected to hook up with an organized group of approximately 40,000 Mexicans in the next few days and reach the U.S. border near election week with well over 50,000 people total. Now, people.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
It solved their prison overcrowding problem.
It solved all their problems. We're their problem that they want to solve. The fact that we own this goddamn country. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You just, in that article, you said that it was being coordinated, I think is the word you used. Anyway, there's something up on Breitbart saying that Mike Pence, as of today, the VP, was told by the Venezuelan president that they're funding it. Venezuela's funding it.
Well, they got so much money, I'm sure they are. They got it from George Soros. It's kind of like when they take our factories and take them down to Mexico and then ship them to China. You know, it's all one world shit. Yeah, organized. That was the word. Current estimates, like I said, here we are. So we got 50,000 total with the little children up front. And that's when I bring up the silhouettes. Remember when they were practicing to shoot American nationals? When the Zionist Jews had them practicing shooting pregnant women, old people? A woman with a child in over a crib, I believe there was one that had to shoot her. I mean, the little children, they were practicing. Our protectors were practicing shooting our little children. Boom, 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 boom. Because we'll use them as human shields, and everybody knows that. So here you got 50,000. Okay, now 80% of these are men under the age of 35 or younger. That's 40,000 fighting age men coming at your fucking border. That is, let's see, a division or a corps. That's a fuck that, a corps. This is two divisions. This is a couple of divisions of fighting age men coming at your border. And then you've already got a 150-mile buffer in where they're all going to be in there. And we all know that the Zetas and all the drug cartels, they've been pumping the guns. I mean, there's places down in there, remember, like the national park you can't even drive through because it's under their control. There's all their guns. And then you bring the UN into that goddamn 150-mile and call it a UN zone. UN zone. And then when the people go down, you're going to face them. And you're talking about, like I said, you got a couple of divisions going here, people. coming straight at your goddamn border. But it ain't no invasion. This ain't about politics. It's about poverty. This is about fucking taking us out. You better get ready to fight, and you better goddamn well mean it. If you don't fight, fuck you, you know, you get what you deserve. That's all I can tell you. Two divisions coming straight at you of fighting age men. Does it matter if they have guns? They got children out in front of them. They're gonna walk right across their fucking border, and they got and their fuck fifth column. Hell, they're a third of the goddamn population. Their fifth column here. They're goddamn arms. They'll be armed as soon as they step across the border. They'll have their guns, their goddamn web gear. Probably shit. We bought. I guarantee you, we would have bought and paid for it. The stash is waiting for them. Get ready. Appeals court. Police can violate our rights without fear of being sued. Well, duh. This is from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. For those of you that claim we don't live in a police state, I give you this recent Michigan appeals court ruling. But this person, this isn't even a court. We don't even have no courts in this country. This is a fucking occupation. This is an international occupation. In 2015, Deputy James Dawson went to Joshua Brennan's home and knocked on his door trying to obtain a breath sample. Okay. When Brennan did not answer, Dawson spent an hour and a half knocking at his doors and windows. Officer Dawson also put crime scene tape over Brennan's security cameras to conceal his actions and used his siren and cruiser lights in an attempt to rouse him. When Brennan finally opened his door, Officer Dawson forced him to take a breathalyzer and arrested him for a probation violation, even though he blew 0.000. I mean, none of this stuff can be happening. This is just, I guess, looking at the madness, stepping back and looking at some of the madness going on in this occupation, because that's what it is. And they're coming, they're bringing people. You got two divisions coming at you, and they got no fucking problem. They got no fucking problem putting a bullet in your head. I promise you, they'll shoot your children. They'll shoot your children. They'll rape your children. They'll hack them up with fucking machetes. Get ready. See how much compassion they have for you when they get here. When Brennan finally opened the, okay, we did that. All of this was done without a warrant. Oh, without a warrant. Jeez, you mean he didn't even type in a warrant, a computer warrant, and get you a computer generated warrant? From the admiralty? I mean, goddamn, we found out the other day, you know, they can write warrants for each other. God, this guy's just fucking lazy, I guess. Warrantless breathalyzer test was not a condition of Brennan's probation. If you think it's obvious to any reasonable person that his rights were violated, then you don't know how the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals interprets the Constitution. Well, these guys, they've discovered fucking uranium here. If you don't know that asset forfeiture does not fucking violate the bill. I mean, how long has this shit been going on? Asset forfeiture does not violate the Bill of Rights, does not violate goddamn human decency. That they're anything less than road agents robbing people, going down the goddamn road or going to their houses, taking shit. If you don't realize you can't hold that Constitution up in one hand and this asset forfeiture legislation in the other hand and say, something's not jiving here. But I mean, we'll talk about this insignificant thing here. This is one person who's been told he can't sue. Of course you can't sue them. You don't have a court. You are property. Property can't sue a goddamn agent of the goddamn corporation. It'd be like a toaster suing them. And it's just, oh, please. All of this was done without a warrant. Warrantless breathalyzer. If you think it's obvious to anyone reasonable person, right, then you don't know how the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals interprets the Constitution. You're dumb. I mean, whoever wrote this, I'm going to tell you, if Joe, if this is from you, I hate to tell you, brother, but you're as ignorant as they are. Just even report this. Of course they don't. They're not even supposed to be here. There's none of it legitimate. It's all a fraud. This is an occupation. And now we're looking at recolonization through force of arms. The fact that this even went to an appeals court speaks volumes about our justice system, but I disagree. I digress. I mean, he says, Let's get back to the ruling. Judge John Nalabandian said that Officer Dawson did violate Brennan's Fourth Amendment rights by searching him without a warrant. All is good and good so far, right? Oh yeah, everything's just perfect, buddy. The fact that Officer Nalabandian can't even exist, or the jurisdiction he's operating under is a maritime admiralty, a military jurisdiction. Well, that kind of throws the idea of the warrant is kind of petty in comparison, I think. Not quite. Nalabandian went on to say police actions that violate the Constitution do not lead to liability. Well, of course it doesn't. Your property. You can do anything they want to their property. And you are a subject. Subjects have no rights in any courts to sue the people they are subject to their rulers. You can't, the goddamn peasant can't sue the king. Everybody knows that. The court also ruled that since Officer Dawson's implied license was not clearly established, and because of the old police standby, deficient training, he cannot be sued. Well, no, that ain't why he can't be sued. This is what they're putting in. He can't be sued because property can't sue the owner of the property. A slave cannot sue his master, okay? There ain't no court for it. The master, he's the sovereign, and the other person, they're the slave. They have no rights to sue or do anything. They do what they're told. That's what you do when you're a subject, okay? To say that the court's reasoning is frustrating is an understatement. The court said that because Wilson and Clare County were not on actual or constructive notice that the deputy training was deficient, they could not be liable either. Oh, yeah, of course they can't. But that's not why. We know why. Because goddamn subject can't sue the king. You can't sue the Lord that lords over you. He says no. He just says no, you can't, and you can't, you see, because you're owned, your property. Does anyone really think police are held to a higher standard when they constantly use the deficient training excuse? I mean, this whole thing is so silly. Goddamn, this is as far as you've got. If you are upset by the court's ruling that police are not liable for violating the Constitution, I warn you, it only gets worse. Citizens, there you go. Citizen subjects. Subjects to what? To the corporation. The corporation is massa. And you are the subject of massa. Subjects do as they're told by massa. They don't argue with massa. They sure as fuck do not sue massa. Citizens must prove to judges that our rights is unlawful. Whoa. God damn, maybe there is a curve out there. In other words, citizens must prove to a reasonable official judge that a police officer violating the Constitution is unlawful. Well, goddamn, who knows? It may or may not be. The Sixth Circuit claimed that since the Hardesty versus Hamburg TWP ruling did not set a limit on how long a police officer can harass people at their homes, Brennan cannot sue the police. Even though they admitted that, absent a warrant, a police officer has no greater license to remain on the property than a Girl Scout or a trick-or-treater. But we're getting to it because we could have just dispensed with all of this laughable bullshit with one little couple words here. The ruling repeatedly admits that Dawson arguably violated the Constitution. No, he violated the Bill of Rights. He violated this man's Bill of Rights. He even violated his rights to be left alone in peace unless brought into custody or else served papers by a common law court, a court of his equals. These people are not our equals. What would happen, you know? I was watching one of the videos that somebody put up about this very thing, how the police officers put it out, confronting the sovereign citizen and all of this horse shit. And, you know, I'm sitting there going, Second time that even the government official violated the constitutional rights, that official is entitled to qualified immunity. Qualified immunity. What's that? You mean what you did is you, under the 14th Amendment, you made me your subject, your slave, property. And, of course, you have qualified immunity. I can't do nothing to you. Just like this shit that we're dealing with here at the trenches. I mean, if they drop everything, all that work that we went through, all the fucking hassle, everything, there's no recovering that. Because our courts are gone. They removed our courts. That was the first thing that they did. To warrant a police officer has no greater license to remain on your property than a Girl Scout or a trick-or-treater. The Sixth Circuit refused to view the constitutionality of the officer's conduct or the continuing viability of Hardest and Turk. Not only did the appeals court rule that Brennan cannot sue the police for violating his rights, but they dismissed his unlawful arrest claim as well. Well, of course they did. You can't make a claim. See, they're done playing games here, people. They're letting you know you are property. You are a subject. They tell you the ruling class. Can there be a ruling class if there's not a class that's being ruled? You see, that you cannot sue the ruling class because they rule and you are the subject. Subjects cannot sue their rulers. They can only overthrow them. Good thing Spartacus didn't try this technique. He wouldn't have got nowhere. Not only did the appeals court rule that Brennan cannot sue the police for violating his rights, but they dismissed his unlawful arrest claim as well. Well, of course they did. Only one judge, Karen Moore, dissented and agreed like any reasonable official. I love it. Reasonable official, you dim-witted son of a bitch. Reasonable official. There are no fucking officials over in American National. We are the goddamn officials in this goddamn country. Should that, Brennan's rights were Brennan's rights were violated and the officer can be sued. Why is the media silent when rulings as egregious as this are taking place across the country? Well, because they're in on it. They're part of that ruling class. Proving to no reasonable officials that violating our rights is unlawful. America is fast on its way to becoming on our way. Man, I tell you, it's just like this guy. I'll tell you what else on the way. Two fucking divisions of fucking fighting age men are coming straight at us from the south. That's something that's on the way. I mean, where you been the last five fucking years, dude? U.S. seeking to boost LNG exports to Japan, rest of Asia. This is from Associated Press, and this is what it's really all about. The resources and wealth of our country. That is being taken. I mean, they tell us every day how they're taking. Oh, so goddamn, man, we're really fucking taking the oil and we're really taking the gas. And you, money's going to the corporation, because that's what the United States is, the United States Corporation. And they divvy up with the state corporations and the international corporations like down in Honduras and Guatemala so that they can all inflict their tyranny as an international cabal, you know, the international corporate mafia. A top U.S. energy official said Monday that Asia is the center of growth in energy demand and offers a great opportunity to expand liquefied natural gas exports. God, we can get rid of this is our wealth. We can get rid of our wealth so much faster now, people. And we can sit here and we can watch the big piles of money and we can watch our kings grow into bigger kings. We can watch that ruling class get bigger and stronger and, man, just more outlandish until it's just like old Rome where they have their own private lakes and they feed the carp, you know, from the thing. I mean, it's people. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy Dan Browlett told reporters in Tokyo that the United States is working with Japan and others to build facilities for U.S. LNG exports and improve their energy security. Japan is the world's biggest importer of LNG. But it's going beyond that. They're going to allow Japan to take our natural gas and sell it on the open market. I mean, let's get this thing settled once and for all. This fucking country does not belong to the American nationals. This is just one big whore. And it's being run by the horror corporation known as the United States Corporation. And you pay off, you know, you give them their cut of the booty. And I mean, they're piling up their big piles of wealth in the dynasties. And we're back to kings and queens here, people. This is royalty. This is a monarchy being run under international communist doctrines, plain and simple. I mean, if all of this great wealth is going to be leaving, it's just leaving our country, our people. Oh, but you're going to get $16 an hour jobs. $16, people. The equivalent of the $3.05 minimum wage when Henry first started out when he was 17, 18 years old. You're going to get that much. That's what you're going to get. And you get it that much. It's just, it reminds me of the people in Africa going out and digging out the diamonds, their diamonds, digging them out for a bowl of food and maybe not to get the hell beat out of them for the day and hand their diamonds over to the IMF. And here you go, IMF. You can take these to the Jewish master. Do I get to eat today? What the fuck is the difference? But it's for him. But it's because these are good people, man. They love children. And the children, we got to think of children. They want children on our minds, I guarantee you, as this army approaches with a human shields, children, human shields out in front of it. Two divisions of fighting age men, and the guns are already waiting for them in that 150-mile buffer zone. Believe it, people. The world is right here in Asia, Bulletin said. Demand for LNG is very, very high here. There is an enormous amount of opportunities not only for U.S. businesses, but also for Japanese businesses, as for our, the natural gas that belongs to the American nationals. There's nothing here but opportunity for these businesses. I tell you people what is being stolen from us. I mean, this is what it always comes down to. And, what, you know, that's the end game. It's being toted out of here. You know how rich we should be? I mean, it's like you have, the property with the trees on it. Oh, we're going to come in and let you cut down all your trees and give them to us. And that's a very good deal for you. And like I said, there's less of us because we didn't reproduce our numbers. We should be rolling in the goddamn wealth. But this is going to massa. You see, we're the slaves and the resources, they belong to massa. So we dig the resources out of the ground. We chop down the trees. We do the work and we hands the proceeds over to massa, and he gives us slave fodder. And that's what we get for what belongs to the people. That's all we're ever going to see until we take care of this shit. And the thing with this caravan, I mean, it's just another fucking act, people. They'll get up there, then they'll say, now they've got it, it's really, wow, 50,000. And then they'll say, well, they've kind of scattered out. We don't know. It's just like they all broke up. And then, remember last time? And then, oh, shit, there they are again. Well, there's 50,000 on the border. But Trump, man, just before the election, he brought the goddamn military down there and shut the border down. And that's going to be the headlines. Trump shuts the border down. And they get out there and vote Trump. Go, Trump. God damn it. He's the only hope we got. Get the Republican. Vote Republican like Trump told us to. Get out there and do it, people. And as you're voting, they're going to be going right past the fucking army because the army can't stop them. We've done proved that, haven't we? That's what them children up front are for. You see? You have to let the children in, and then you have to let the adults come in because you can't separate the families. And we know what would that leave? 10,000 children of, that those, 40,000 men fighting age behind them. They're all related. They're brothers and sisters, and it's mom and dad, and you know, it's just families. They're just coming here to take your life. I mean for a better life. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I ain't shitting you people. This will stop when we have to stop this. If we don't, it won't be stopped. I promise you that. And that is the word from the trenches.